The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody that's out there listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. That is WGNPlus.com. Only the best interviews go up on WGN Plus, so you can check me out there. If you want to check me out on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. And if you want to check me out on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media. Well, it's almost upon us. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. It opens up in theaters on Thursday night. And pandemonium is all over Chicago. I can't believe how many people are actually talking about going to go see this film. And I figured, you know what, somebody just went to go see it, and I have him on a Super Celebrity Hotline right now, Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. He just literally left the theaters from seeing Dawn of Justice, and I figure I'll have him on to give a total ultimate review of Dawn of Justice. Eric, all right, so break it down for me, brother.
Dawn of Justice. Yes, this is a prelude to the Justice League movie, which comes out 2018, 17, around then.
Yeah.
And this teases that. This sort of sets that up, kind of shows you maybe how and why they come together as a team. So it's a little long, gets a little bloated in the middle, but it definitely delivers on its promise of a pretty wham-bang-pow Batman-Superman movie, and it's loud. I saw this movie in the Dolby Prime Theater.
Oh, wow.
Theater. Yeah, if you've never been to in a Dolby Prime Theater, they have the Dolby Atmos sound, and so you could literally feel the vibrations of this movie, like, shaking you in your chair, which kind of added to the effect. I said this is the first superhero movie that actually gave me a hangover.
Wow. Now, I mean, I know you went and screened it. I mean, were there any, like, comic book geeks in the theater with you, or were you just in there by yourself? And if so, I mean, how did the audience around you, how did they take in all the action and the entire storyline? Because I'm almost sure if there were, like, people in there, they were, like, totally just swallowed in by this whole atmosphere of Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, see, for me, some of these screenings, you know, this was a press screening, and it was at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and so the theater was not packed. There were no big sort of loud fanboys kind of cheering stuff on. So I did see it with a different kind of crowd. Although I can tell you that the movie has its cheering moments, so I could definitely see, you know, opening day crowds, packed houses, sort of really getting into some of the moments in the film. And, you know, I really like Ben Affleck's Batman. He was my favorite part of the whole film. And I think that was going into this movie, you know, you already get a taste of Henry Cavill as Superman. They give you Wonder Woman, but they don't give you enough. They give you just enough to sort of look forward to seeing her in the future. So really, this whole film kind of rested on Ben Affleck's Batman, especially coming off Christopher Nolan's trilogy.
Yeah.
How successful that was. And I really feel like Affleck does kind of, you know, knock it out of the park, gives us a different kind of Batman that we haven't seen before, someone who's older, who's more brutal, who's more bulked up. He's got this crazy training montage in the movie. I wrote on movies.com that he could have used a good 80s song to go with his training montage.
Now, with everything that's said and done with this movie, one thing I definitely want to ask you, because I'm so used to seeing Marvel doing it with their movies. Does DC have one of those after credit scenes that you sit there to the last credit rolls and then you see something else? Or is it something that they totally did not want to copy off of Marvel with?
Yeah, I will say this. There was no post credit scene on the version that I saw. Sometimes studios will withhold them from press screenings. But from what I know, there is no press. There is no after credit screening. But I would also wait until those Thursday night shows start hitting and just kind of see if people say anything on Twitter or Facebook about it, because sometimes they kind of sneak one in there at the last minute and don't tell anybody. But there was no after credit sequence in the version.
In this version of Dawn of Justice, is it rated R or PG-13? Is that because it was rumored that it was going to be rated R, 13? Did they change that?
It is PG-13, but it's a rougher kind of PG-13. So if you have like 6 or 7 year olds, this movie may be a little bit dark for them. Whereas I feel like a 6 or 7 year old would do fine with something like The Avengers. This is a little bit darker. It's a little bit more serious in tone. It's a little bit more gritty. DC has a different tone when it comes to their movies. And so this is what I would call a hard PG-13. But there is the DVD version, like when it comes out on Blu-ray, there's going to be an R-rated extended version that they add another half hour into the movie. This movie's already 2.5 hours. I don't know where they would put another half hour of it. It already feels close, the version that's in theaters. So I don't know what that three-hour version is going to look like. I still want to watch it because I'm curious. But that version is going to be rated R, although I'm not sure what they would add that would really make it, really push it over the edge. Right now, I think it's like a hard...
Oh, okay. Well, you know, one thing I definitely want to ask you, too, is you see a lot of movies, and I always want to ask you this, is especially when seeing, like, a comic book movie, do you, before you go see it, do you kind of go back and watch, let's say, Man of Steel, or do you even go as far as to read some of the comic books that it may be based off of? And with Dawn of Justice, were there any similarities within the comic as opposed to what you probably seen like on TV or in previous Batman films?
Yeah, well, it does carry over some of the kind of tone and the theme of Man of Steel, the first Superman movie, which I enjoyed. I actually did watch it again recently, and I still kind of enjoy that movie. And Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, picks up at the end of Man of Steel. So basically when they're having their big fight at the end, Superman and General Zod, they show you the end of from Batman's point of view, from Bruce Wayne's point of view. And that's how Dawn of Justice opens up. It's a really cool scene, actually. I really like that scene. And so there's that. So if you haven't seen Man of Steel, I would maybe recommend going and watching that before you see Dawn of Justice, because there is some connective tissue there. A lot of Dawn of Justice is about sort of blaming Superman for what happened there, and how do we hold him accountable for his actions. And so a lot of that, there's some philosophical sort of undertones to it too, God versus man, and a lot of that comes from Frank Miller's The Dark Knight Returns.
Wow. Now, I can't imagine any other movie opening up with this big blockbuster upon us. But there is a movie that is going to open up this weekend. And what movie is that?
It's a sequel, actually. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. If you remember My Big Fat Greek Wedding, this was like one of the most successful independent rom-coms like ever. This film. I remember this film was like huge. It was this huge blockbuster. The first, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. This is the sequel, and it's a lot of the same. You know, the whole gang is back. They recycle a lot of the jokes from the first movie. So if you remember liking the first movie, then you could go to see the sequel, and you might see a lot that reminds you why you liked the first movie. But don't go and rewatch the first movie, because I feel like you would just see kind of another carbon copy if you go to the theater. So go in without seeing the first one with this one, and you might enjoy it a little bit more. But yeah, just I would say it's kind of like a carbon copy of the first one, the first My Big Fat Greek Wedding, which is about this whole big Greek family sort of.
All right. All right, great. Good to go. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you go to Fandango.com to pre-order your tickets. Also, check out Movies.com. You can check out all the cool articles That's on movies.com. Also, Eric Davis' review of Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. Make sure you guys check out movies.com for that. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's at Eric Davis. That's E-R-I-K Davis. If you want to check him out on Twitter, make sure you, like I said, go to Fandango.com. Pre-order those tickets. Don't wait in all the lines. It takes a couple of clicks and you're done. So make sure you go to Fandango.com and pre-order your tickets. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.